You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito, with you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. I'm excited. We're in a new book, and I'm excited to be back behind the microphones again. I just love it. I just love these radio programs and podcasts where you're hearing me live as opposed to hearing one of the sermons that were airing on the radio here. As much as I like them, as just something different about being here behind the microphone and being live and letting the Lord lead us, because you never know where he's going to shine the light of truth on any particular day. That's a whole different setup than the Sunday morning sermon. And let's see where the Lord leads here today. Really quick, I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about this ministry. I have for years. You all know who we are. You know who I am. I'm Paul Esposito. I'm the pastor of Island Community Church here in Merritt Island, radio station manager for 15 years here of these, a group of stations here this program is on. And here on the radio, we're reaching out to Brevard County. On the podcast, we're reaching around the world. I'm grateful. You can download this podcast. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can go to your podcasts app and search for, I believe it's Gospel Study, the old name of this program, Gospel Study with Paul Esposito. You can like the Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You can go to my websites, WGODRadio.com. Those are the ways to follow along with us. Now, let's not waste any more time here. Let's get into the Word. We just started a couple days ago a new program in Romans, and such an important book. Probably the greatest, I would say, in my humble opinion, and I know I'm not alone at this, that Romans is the greatest single piece of literature ever in the history of mankind. This book, Romans, the book of Romans. Why? Because of what's in it. How to stand before God. How to be accepted by God. How do I get to heaven? Let's start at the very basics. How do I know, as a human being, that when I die and leave this world, I'm going to make it up into heaven? How do I know that? All that's revealed here in this book. Your sinful condition, or what your condition is. Sinful? Maybe you think, you know, a lot of people out here in the street, well, I'm an all-around good guy. I've never murdered anyone. I've never moved my neighbor's landmark. Maybe that's what you think. The Bible's going to expose, this book here, Romans, is going to expose, and it's going to hold a mirror up to your face. And you're going to see what kind of person you are according to God, not according to your own slide rule. So all this is in Romans. Your condition, who you are without Jesus, how you're standing without him, and the outcome. Oh, it says here in this book here, the wages of sin is death. And we're all sinners. We are slaves of sin. It's where we left off in our last program here. As Paul in verse 1 reveals to us that he is a servant or a slave of Jesus Christ, as we read here. And he's not the only one. Almost all the New Testament writers consider themselves that. It says here in verse 1, Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ. Bond servant is the word doulos. It's the Greek culture word for a slave. You read James chapter 1, verse 1, you're going to read the same thing. You read Jude chapter 1, verse 1, you're going to read the same thing. You read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, you're going to read the same thing. They all consider themselves indentured servants, slaves of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, you have to serve somebody in this world. I hear the argument raised up many times, well, there's slavery in the Bible, therefore I'm not going to believe. Oh, yeah? Well, you're a slave right now, but you're a slave to sin. And sin, when it's finished with you, bringeth forth death, it says in James chapter 1. You're going to have to serve someone. You will bow a knee to someone. You're bowing it now to sin. The time is coming when every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You're going to bow again at the end of this age. Everyone will bow the knee to him. But my friend, when you're a Christian, you're born again, you receive eternal life, you are no longer a slave of sin. Because the Lord Jesus wants to set you free from that. And then you willingly, in gratefulness and gratitude and love for your Savior, will on your own accord bow your knee and worship him. But this is going to come about through the realization of who you are. Who you are right now. You're a sinner, friend. This is what we're going to see here in this book. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All that and more promised here in this book. So let's continue here again now. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God. So we have a couple points here. Number one, he is a slave. Number two, it says he's called. That is, he's called to be an apostle. Called by the Lord Jesus, not called by men, not called by a church, not called during a church service. No one laid hands on him and called him at a church service to be an apostle. As you read in John chapter 15, verse 16, the Lord Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and I ordained you." All apostles, an apostle was chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, according to Acts chapter 1, he had to be an eyewitness of the risen Christ. To be an apostle, you had to be an eyewitness of Jesus Christ. But that's not even where we're going. We've talked about that many times. Let's go on. Lots of people call themselves apostles, but the Word of God says, if that matters to you at all, the Word of God says you had to see the Lord Jesus Christ to be an apostle. And great signs and wonders followed the apostles wherever they went. And they raised up the dead, and their shadows healed people, and their handkerchiefs healed people. Great signs and wonders followed them. But an apostle was a special person. He knew the color of the Lord Jesus Christ's eyes because he saw him. That carried special weight. All right, third thing that he said here, that he was separated. Separated unto the gospel, that is. You know, you too are commanded to be separated unto the gospel. Though that's not exactly what he meant here by this. But as for you, my friend, let's make this personal here today. You have been separated unto the gospel as well. This is the whole meaning of church. The Greek word for church is the word ekklesia. Ek is a preposition that means out of. The word klesis means to be called. The whole notion and the word for church is to be called out of, or the called out ones. That's what we are. That's what members of the Church of Jesus Christ are, the called out ones, those that are called out. As it says in 2 Corinthians 6:17, God says, "Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you. You will be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. This is the meaning of church. It's called out ones. This is why sinners can't be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. You've missed the whole thing, friend. You're a saint now. You're no longer a sinner. Called out. Called out of what? Out of sin. Out of that sinful lifestyle that you used to live in. You are a saint. And in this text, we're going to see that as Paul was called out to be an apostle, you too have been called to be a saint. You've been called out of this world. This is the meaning of church. This is why, you know, bless their hearts. I'm sorry. I understand. Everyone wants to feel like they belong to something. But I hear of homosexuals all the time insisting and demanding that they can be members of the church as they are. And friend, with all due respect, you've missed it. You've missed the meaning of church, friend. Not to pick on you, but I hear this example more than anything because homosexuals, they want to feel like they belong. And they think it's not right that they should be excluded from a church. And they want to feel like they belong, family, in a church. But friend, you've missed the meaning of church. The whole word for church. Ecclesia means called out. Called out of what? Out of sin. You're no longer sinners anymore. You no longer live that kind of life. Now, not just homosexuals, but no longer liars. There's no liars in the kingdom. You cannot be a practicing liar and be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible is clear. Revelation chapter 21, John 8:44, that the kingdom of heaven has no place for liars and practicing liars. Why? Because you've been called out of that. Just like the homosexual is called out, the wife beater is called out, the liar is called out. When you read the famous text on homosexuals, that is 1 Corinthians 6:9, the thing that really shocks me is there's two kind of thieves in that text that are excluded from the kingdom. The first one is the word klepto. That's the secret thief. The one who steals in secret. You know the kind you read about? They've been stealing and stealing for years unnoticed. And then they finally get a new accountant that comes, looks at the books, and then they bust someone who's been stealing for years. That's the first kind that I'll never see the inside of heaven. The second is the one that's an open thief. The one who comes up to you and says, stick him up in the parking lot and sticks a knife or a gun to your back. That's the second kind of thief that'll never see the inside of heaven. So I'm not going to pick on anyone else. I'm just saying to you, the word for church means called out ones. We've been called out. We've been separated under the gospel, the same as Paul. You can't be a practicing sinner and be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. He's called you out of that. He has set you free that you no longer serve sin. We're out of time here for today. Oh, it's going to be a great study. Fasten your seatbelt. We're in for a great ride this next year as we go verse by verse through the book of Romans. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD.